And welcome to your extended news at noon as we continue our time together to finish out this hour. Tracy Morgan, of course, with you for the rest of the time here. Now, I have a couple of gentlemen with me right now. We're going to be talking about something interesting that's going to be started as we get into the next many days. Tomorrow, there's a particular event, and it's going to lead into something that's really special. And it's going to be for first responders, or in honor of first responders. And we'll talk about that as we get into this. So with me today, Commissioner Kevin Boozle. I see that you just walked in. Hello, hello.
Hi,
are
Tracy,
you?
How are you?
Good. Jordan Grady is with us, and he's the executive director of the chamber and also president-elect of the Rotary. So congratulations to you. Nice to see you, Jordan.
Thank you.
Well, I don't see you often nowadays, but it's nice to see you. And Stephen Green is also with us. You are currently the president of the Rotary. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
It is nice to have you all here today. Okay, so who wants to go first, since I have a whole crew in front of me? We're going to go with Jordan. Okay, so Jordan, tomorrow is a particular event for the 5th Annual First Responders Night and Line of Duty Death Kickoff Annual Picnic. Now, that's a mouthful, first of all. But first of all, explain what this is so we know that this, again, October 10th from 2 to 5.
So basically, we're going to have a first responders picnic to kind of honor and give a platform for families to come out and, you know, grab some food, have some picnic, have some safe socialization, and then also bring awareness towards our project and how people who want to get involved can get involved to help with the completion of this project, but the main thing of the event is to honor and to just create a safe and fun environment for families of EMS, and just give them a much needed, I'd say, day at the park event.
And so this is going to be at the Odd Fellows Shelter, or that's where we can meet at Alameda Park, right?
Yes.
And so what will we expect in the way of, you say, event? I know that looks differently nowadays, yeah. So explain what you're planning for this kind of moment.
So obviously we're going to follow all CDC guidelines and whatnot. We will be outdoors, and the space itself is very large, so there'll be plenty of room for people to stay spaced out and remain, you know, socially distant and don't go out of their comfort zone. We'll be giving away door prizes, basket raffles. Our Rotary Club has put together about 10 baskets. And then there'll be, I believe, hot dogs. I think Woodman Life is providing the hot dogs and bottled water and small snacks and things like that. And then we'll probably have some type of recreation, I would imagine, whether we hunt down cornhole boards or something along those lines. Just want to create, like I said, a safe environment for them to come out and have a nice day.
It's a day-by-day decision. I mean, that's how we live nowadays anyway, so it's just a day-by-day decision. So just come out and enjoy yourself and do that. And Commissioner Boozle, anything you'd like to add about this event tomorrow?
Well, this is our fifth one. So we started this in 2015, and it is to honor our first responders, our EMS, as Jordan said, EMS, police, and fire. And, you know, the event started with the ballpark. And families came from all over the county. They got a free meal. They got free tickets to get in. And they just really got to relax a little bit. One of the things that people don't realize is how much the family members sacrifice for those that are in service. And so this was a way to not only honor the folks that are in service, but to recognize the families. So that has continued. This is now our fifth year. And something else that you may want to see is some of the other pavilion that will be redone. Hopefully we'll have renderings there, some sketches, some ideas of where the new pavilion will go and how the memorial will look. And so it'll be a first-hand look. So we want our first responders to have the first look at all of these things. And of course, the Rotary's groups are also involved as the people that are actually picking up the project. So all of our Rotarian friends are welcomed as well.
And so, Stephen, I'm going to turn to you, because if we've just been living every day in the way of just trying to exist in that day, and we hear Commissioner Boozle say, new shelter, what are you talking about? So I'm going to have you explain, what does he mean by a new shelter going in?
Well, the shelter that we'll be replacing is Holly Shelter at Alameda. So if you're facing Odd Fellows Shelter, which is the bigger shelter as you kind of enter the park and the the circle, it's the shelter directly to your left. So we'll be tearing down that shelter and erecting a new shelter, which will then be called the First Responders Pavilion. That'll be the first year of the project, and sort of under my direction in this year. And we'll have the money raised, hopefully by February, and the pavilion built in the spring of 2021. And then in Jordan's year, when he's president, in July 1 of 2021, he will be working on the memorial project, which will be in close proximity to the brand new shelter.
Well, let's focus on the shelter for just a moment. Why replace it? Is it just getting old, or is this just something that you wanted to do for first responders, or how did it wrap into honoring first responders?
I think all of the above, Tracy, to be honest with you. It's a shelter that is in disrepair. But also, I think Parks wanted a shelter that had more capacity. There was sort of a need for a shelter around 150-person capacity. So that shelter will obviously increase the capacity. I don't know what the current capacity is. 75 is the current capacity. So that's a nice capacity for the parks moving forward. But also, you know, obviously, now it's going to be a first responders pavilion. So hopefully it's a place that first responders, and as Commissioner Boozle said, families really feel a connection to. And with the memorial so close to that pavilion, that shelter, I think it will have a lot of meaning for our first responders and our first responders' families.
Shelter top only. Do we have sides to this? Is it enclosed at all? What are we looking at?
It's pretty open pavilion, okay. But it does have a top. We're planning to have a kitchenette, and it's going to have electric. So it's going to be really nice. It's actually, you buy it as a kit, and we're talking about a seating and what that looks like. I think we have some details to work out, but what we know is in the end, it's going to be a really nice pavilion and something that the community can be proud of, and certainly something that the First Responders Committee and AM Rotary can be proud of as well.
When this gets built, are you planning any kind of special event to be able to officially name it First Responders Pavilion?
Yeah, we'll have a big party, and you will be invited.
I'm being PC over here, right. You know, event. Yeah. We're going to have a party, all right. Yeah.
You're sure to get your invite.
All right, there we go.
But I think we'll have a ribbon cutting, and, you know, we have to work out some details. We all have full-time jobs, so we're kind of doing this as an ancillary project, but I foresee a celebration.
Good. A celebration. There you go.
There's something else that we hope to tie to this as well, and that would be, of course, the goal would have this done by 2022. But you may remember we have the Can-Am Games coming into Butler 2024.
Right.
And so we'll have a place for them to have a special ceremony perhaps, or that type of event. So we're working with tourism. Jack's been great working through those process. But, you know, we had to get to this far before we could
get absolutely.
That far. You have to walk before you run.
Right, so. Absolutely. And before the whole completion is here, Jordan, as Stephen was talking about, the memorial, can you talk a little bit about that? What is that going to look like?
The memorial?
Yes, the memorial.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'll pass this over. So obviously the stone, it's going to be a stone-based memorial.
Oh, that's nice. For the visual radios, you know, of course. You know, I'm looking at it going, wow, that looks nice.
Yeah.
Go ahead and describe it for us.
The stone is the shape of Butler County. And then the three disciplines that we'll be representing will have their logos embedded into the stone as well. There'll be some nice landscaping, both behind the stone and in front of the stone. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be a special plaque with the names of all the individuals that, you know, were lost in the line of duty in Butler County. And then, you know, knock on wood, as more names either get found from the past or hopefully not, but God willing, they get added in the present day, they will be added to the plaque to make sure they're on the memorial to honor them.
I'm looking at this and I'm guessing, are we talking about 5 feet tall?
Pretty close. The stone's pretty nice.
I'm
size.
Looking at the depiction and I'm looking at the bushes behind it, and I think if I stand by those, because I'm only 5 foot tall, so I'm thinking it's about 5 foot tall ish.
They're trying to match similar stones structures that they have throughout the park already.
So okay.
They have a couple other shelters that have something similar, but this one's dedicated to the first responders.
Do we know what kind of stone that is? Is it?
I'm going to say it's a sandstone, but sandstone? I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. That looks really nice, and I'm glad you pointed out that it's in the shape of Butler County.
Yes.
I mean, it's obvious when you look at it, but it's just something that's unique. Mm-hmm. That it has that connection with the county and what you're doing here. And so, all of this is going to cost a lot of money. Stephen, you mentioned about the $50,000. Is that for the first section of this, or is that for the memorial included?
Yeah, we're estimating the pavilion is going to cost around $50,000. That's with in kind, though, as well. But and then the memorial will be $50,000 as well. So in 2 years, we really have to raise $100,000. Jordan's been kind enough. He's going to write a $10,000 check.
Sure,
so.
Right? Yeah. You want to do that now? Can we not?
We'll have a party.
Back to that party thing. But you're starting now for this effort.
Yeah, the event on October on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Will actually kick off the fundraising effort for our, all our
for
fundraising.
This whole effort. Yeah. So again, folks, this is going to be Alameda Park Oddfellows Shelter. Of course, it's a 10th, but 2 to 5, and this will be the 5th annual First Responders Night and Line of Duty Death Kickoff Autumn Picnic 2020. And so honoring police, fire departments, emergency medical services, and they've been great over the past many months as well, as I've been able to talk to each of those departments. And so I will give my hats off to them as well. So those will all be honored at the picnic tomorrow. So and so what drew you to this, Commissioner Boozle? Why does this hit your heart?
There's a lot of things that obviously I still serve in the fire service and still an EMT, but obviously I don't run as much with my department as I'd like with the new gig. The commissioner gig does
a little busy,
a little busy.
Yeah,
but my department's been great. I run usually evenings and weekends if I can. But overall, it's been over a decade that I became a firefighter after my own house fire. And so the interesting story behind that is the young man that came to my house, there was about 30 of them, by the way, and it was really, really cold that night, and there's all these people on my roof, and I was worried. And I told the chief, I said, you know, I always wanted to be a fireman, but I would break my neck on that roof. There's no way. And he reached in his pocket, and he handed me a card, and he said, well, they got different jobs for guys like us. I didn't know what that meant.
Okay.
What it really meant was I'll suck you in, we'll train you, and you'll be okay on that roof. I did not know that.
Okay.
So that was the process that I became a firefighter. Now, the rest of the story goes, the one gentleman from Pine Township, which is not in Butler County, just north, because I live very close to north, came back. He'd forgot his gloves and came back to my house. And I was having a conversation about being a fireman. Young man was very nice. It was a few days later that he actually perished in a fire in Grove City. So that always struck me pretty hard. So that also pushed me to join, right? Mm-hmm. That was another factor. But, you know, when he passed away, I thought, boy, how many lives did he impact? How many people, you know? And they did a memorial through his fire service and so on. But I always thought in Butler, we don't have that, you know? And not to discount any of the other memorials. I know there's some fire memorials and some police memorials, but there's nothing combining them. You know, the state police have a great memorial at the Barracks D up there, and we appreciate that. And we're gonna work with them to get all of their names from Troop D included in our memorial. But, you know, I think that it's important that people recognize the sacrifices that their families have made across the many years, many generations. You know, this is a generational service. Oftentimes it's dad or uncle or granddad that we're in, that people come along with. So I think that's very important.
And I don't want to leave out the police or the medical services when I ask you this, but since you're talking about being a part of the fire department, that's a hard job. That is a hard job. And I had an opportunity, it could be years ago now, but to put on the suit because somebody, you know, I was at an event or whatever, and they said, would you like to, you know, wear the suit for a moment? That's heavy.
It is.
That's a lot of weight that you're carrying. That's just the suit. I didn't have the oxygen and all of that behind me.
SCBA, we call it. Right. There's a lot of weight.
Wow.
And there's a lot of weight to think about waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning at a tone dropping.
Right.
And getting your own clothes on, getting out the door, and hopefully your car's not covered in snow. And then you got to get to the fire station. Then when you get to the fire station, you got to doff your gear in about 2 minutes and get on the truck. And so you're literally bleary-eyed, and you know, you hope you remembered your pants at that point, right?
Yeah.
So you get on the truck and you're off down the road, and it is a difficult job.
As a firefighter, are you only called by your tones? I mean, you don't hear everybody's tones, do you?
No, but you know what's happening more and more is that we went from about 300,000 volunteer firefighters to 30,000 in Pennsylvania, but we're covering the same amount. It's about 92% of Pennsylvania is covered by volunteers. And so, you know, it doesn't, I don't want to discourage people from being a firefighter, but it's hard, as you said, but it's also very rewarding. But I think that the reality is that it's we're calling more stations for the same fires or same incidents, same motor vehicle accidents, to get enough manpower there. And people need to realize that when we're coming, we may only have two people on our truck. We technically should not be entering a fire with only two people.
Right.
So we have to wait for an additional backup to get there, RIT team, some other safety factors. Yeah. So it's
you do a lot. Yeah, I mean, I could keep you here all day.
Yeah, no,
I mean, it's
fine.
An interesting topic to talk about in what you do. But so this is going to the whole effort that we're talking about today is honoring the fire department, the police department, the emergency medical services, all three. Again, the picnic, the event. Can we call this a party, Steve?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right, the party tomorrow on October 10th, 2 to 5, Alameda Park, Oddfellows Shelter, and so when we're talking about funds for all of this. If you were to get extra funds, what are your plans for that money?
So what happens is we planned on about $50,000 for the pavilion, as Steve has said, and $50,000 for the memorial. But we're also going to add in some labor, like the Rotary's very active. They dig ditches, they lay cement, right, they do all kinds of right. things, so we may save some money. But I want the listener to know that we've thoughtfully thought about what would we do with extra money, right? So we thought about providing extra training, retention and recruitment for all those disciplines that we talked about.
Oh, okay.
So that's the intent. I don't want people to think that, oh, they're just going to sit on a pile of money. We don't want to sit on a pile of money, right, Steve?
Right.
You want to use it, yeah.
You want to use it for a good cause, yes.
So absolutely. So if you were to have extra funds, then you're going to use them for these three organizations or education for the three organizations.
Absolutely.
You know, let me turn back to you, Steve, for a moment, and let's talk about the Rotary and Jordan, because president and president-elect, respectively. Talk about the Rotary for a little bit. Steven, since you are current president, how have you all been doing in the past many months?
It's been interesting. Actually, in March, Rotary started to right away meet via Zoom. And I think we all adapted and adjusted to that. We're used to seeing each other and hugging each other and being able to communicate.
Now we've got to figure out how to turn the camera on, right?
You know? Yeah. But then eventually we started to do a hybrid model. So some people feel comfortable meeting face-to-face at the YMCA on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock, and some people prefer still to participate by Zoom.
Sure.
So I'm actually – I take my laptop to the meetings at the Y every Tuesday morning, and I have my Zoomers in front of me, and then I have the in-person Rotary folks in front of me as well. So we make it work, and we're all together. I think at our last meeting, we had 33 or 34 participants, either on Zoom or in person.
And you brought in a new member.
And we brought in a new member. So,
Are you going to reveal the name? Are we allowed to?
It's Jordan.
Yeah. Ah, well, 2.0. There you are. Okay.
Yeah. We had to dilute this Jordan a little bit, so we picked up another Jordan. But I guess long story short is, we've adapted and we've done what we need to do to get through this pandemic, and we remain strong and we remain committed to our community and to each other. I think things are going well.
Well, Jordan, then can you talk about, I've asked a lot of people this, I know it's a very difficult question. Can you talk about the future? I know it's hard to plan for anything these days. I get that, and I understand that, and things change day by day, as we kind of mentioned before. But are you, as an organization, looking at the next year, 6 months, 2 months? What are you doing as you're stepping forward?
Oh, definitely looking at the future. I think what helps us right now is a lot of our service projects that we do are outdoors-based. So that allows us to move forward with a lot of the things we do on a year-to-year basis. And then part of this project and why it fits with Rotary is, each year the incoming president, they have to take a service-based project. Rotary has 8 causes, or I like to refer to them as 8 buckets, that Rotary International serves. And this project fits into multiple buckets. Like Kevin mentioned, with the extra funds, the supporting the education for the three disciplines, supporting education is one of the Rotary buckets. Also, the construction of the pavilion, creating a new space for kids' parties and things like that, that's supporting the youth in our community. Also, there's a promoting of peace aspect with the memorial of the three disciplines. That's also one of Rotary's buckets. And then new this year, As a result of the pandemic, Rotary added that eighth bucket, which is growing local economies. And I feel like this pavilion will be really good for the Parks and Rec Department and be another rental space and things they can do community-based events at. So really, it fills, you know, 4 of 8 of the Rotary buckets, which is just unbelievable.
When you talk about that last one, I think it's a good fit for you only because I see you on social media quite a bit.
Yeah.
And out there with the different restaurants and businesses, and you do a great job in trying to promote, hey, we're still open and let's help each other. So I think that just hearing you talk about that, I think it's a good fit for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So, and my hat's off to you for doing that as well and trying to help the community. Hats off to all three of you. So I appreciate what you're doing with this.
That's a bigger team than us. I got to be honest. There's a lot of people out there that really made this happen.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? That's something that I've been talking as a commissioner. I'll tell you the many interviews that I've done over the past many months. I've keep hearing Butler coming together, you know, and sharing that space, whether you're a different organization helping another organization or, you know, you're just from two ends of the spectrum coming together. I just keep hearing Butlerites, if you will, coming together and helping each other and helping the county. So you all are doing a great thing, too. Fifth Annual First Responders Night and Line of Duty Death Kickoff Autumn Picnic, a.k.a. party, right? That'll be October 10th. Of course, we're looking at tomorrow already. 2 to 5 p.m., Alameda Park, Odd Fellows Shelter, and that's going to be tomorrow. Now, I'm keeping you guys past the time that we asked you, but Steve, let me ask you, because we're looking at the first phase being the shelter for the first responder shelter, second phase being the Memorial Park Memorial. Jordan. I'm looking at you
memorial.
Going, okay, give me the word. The memorial, that's a second phase. Commissioner Boozel, you're talking about hopefully having extra funds for the education of fire departments and police and the emergency medical centers or services. So if we want to give now and we can't make it to the picnic, how do we financially give to this effort? Because $100,000 plus is a lot of money.
Yeah, you can a couple different ways. You can go to our webpage, and we'll have a donate button on our webpage. So that's probably the easiest.
Okay.
But we'll also be having a GoFundMe on Facebook as well. So I think those are the two easiest ways to give at the moment.
And give us that website in case we have our phones right now. We'd like to look that up.
It is butleramrotary.com.
Okay. And the Facebook page. Jordan, do you have the Facebook page?
Yeah, we do have a Facebook page. Okay. You can just search Butler AM Rotary. I'm not sure if we have a specific tag on Facebook. Best to just put in the search
bar.
Butler AM Rotary.
Okay. Yep. All right. Any final thoughts? I'll just kind of go down the line. Commissioner Boozel, we'll start with you.
I just want to clarify something. There was something in a paper. There was it said that it was free for first responders to use the pavilion. That's a little inaccurate. We're hoping to do an event for firefighter, police, and EMS, maybe on an annual basis to do something there. So maybe a memorial. So I just want to clear that up. And then the placement of this memorial and this came after looking at several places across Butler County. One of the reasons why they landed there was because of space, the need, the security, the fact that there's county maintenance that can maintain this space. That was all very important to us. Of course, the Rotary has agreed to take care of the memorial itself. So I think that there was a lot of great places we could have placed this, but this was the one that was settled in on.
Good deal. Thank you. Jordan, final thoughts.
I'm just excited for the project and to see how it develops. And we got a good group, and we have a lot of collaboration going, so it's going to be a fun thing to undertake.
And congratulations on you moving into the presidency next year. For the Rotary. So congratulations. And Stephen.
My final thought is just that we love our first responders, and we appreciate the sacrifices that they make. That this project creates that platform for me to be able to say that for the next 2 years.
And you all are doing a great job. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. Appreciate you being a part of this segment. And folks, thank you very much for joining us for this segment of our Extended News at Noon. Of course, you can access this audio. You just get online to WYSR680.com. I'm Tracy Morgan with your Extended News at Noon.